This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair with you, and as we do each Thursday, we connect with Russ Collins, who serves as Executive Director of the Michigan Theater Foundation, running both the Michigan and State Theaters in Ann Arbor, and he's my co-host for Cinema Chat. Can you say Film Festival, Russ?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've got a special guest I'm going to introduce in just a minute. Sarah Escalante, who's the director of the Cinetopia Film Festival, our film festival, and the director of programs at the State of Michigan Theater. But first, I want to remind folks that we've got a special Valentine's Day event coming up on the 14th at 3 o'clock. We're going to do a silent film, A Hero for a Night, which is the same film that opened the Michigan Theater back in 1928, 94 years ago. And the film is a goofy romantic comedy, so it works for Valentine's Day. And it looks like all of our, we may have a couple of tickets left for sale. We could only.
And when you say a couple, you're literally talking like two or four.
Yeah, exactly. You can buy those online. But we're also going to do it virtually. So you can do a Valentine's event at home. It's going to be a silent film, A Hero for a Night with live organ accompaniment by Andy Rogers. And then before that, we're going to feature some love stories that were initiated at the Michigan Theater. So folks that either met or fell in love or got married or engaged at the Michigan Theater. There's one story about a guy who saw a film about Italy, fell in love with Italy, and moved to Italy. So lots of different kinds of
his gain, our loss.
Exactly. I also want to remind folks that curbside concessions, so that's next week, and we're also going to open a wonderful film called Minari next week. So that's when we're doing a limited opening. And then we've got curbside concessions on Friday, so if you're missing our popcorn, we've got that. And I also want to remind you, if you or an organization that you're affiliated with wants to do an event at the State Theater in particular, but also the Michigan Theater, we are open for private screenings and private rentals. So go ahead and do that. But the focus of this particular Cinema Chat is Sundance. And so it is my great pleasure to introduce the director of programs at the State of Michigan Theater and the director of the Cinetopia Film Festival, Sarah Escalante, who's been spending the last 7 days in Park City, but also in her apartment watching.
That's right. So everything is virtual these days. Welcome to WEMU, Sarah. It's good to talk with you.
I'm so happy to be here. You're part of my every Thursday.
So let me ask you a question. Normally you go to the Sundance Film Festival and figure out what's best and bring it back to the community. With everything shut down and everything online and virtual, did you end up actually watching more movies because you were at home than you would have if you'd have been in Park City?
Ended up watching exactly the same amount as I did last year, which is interesting in that the festival was 7 days instead of 11 as last year. And part of that reason too was that we had one virtual pass that we used, and I split it with another programmer from my team. So we ended up splitting the daily viewing slots. Yes. And so if I had actually just kind of bunkered down and used the full viewing slots, I would have easily watched around 60 films, which is a staggering number of films to watch over 7 days. And I definitely would feel the normal exhaustion I'm used to feeling post-festival right now.
Without being specific to films, was there a takeaway for you, a theme or a sense of place of this particular Sundance Film Festival?
I'm always really impressed about just how festivals allow you to kind of see these new films and especially new filmmaker voices that are coming out, and they really have a good feel for the pulse of society and it really helps give voice to the wider conversations that we need to be aware of or at least having. And so at this year's festival, I saw a lot of stories surrounding Black voices and female voices and teenage voices and gender injustice and needs for education and police reform, and a lot of films featuring the water, both in the water and on the water.
I think that's fantastic. And Russ, you know, we talk about these issues that are very much present day, but it takes sometimes a year to develop and get a film made. So these are issues that the entertainment industry, that the cultural community has been identifying for quite some time.
Oh, absolutely. So, yeah, filmmakers and artists in general are usually tapped into the zeitgeist. Plus, there are so many films that are made. There's 4,000 to 6,000 films that are submitted, feature-length films, to the Sundance Film Festival. So you figure among those, there's a lot of really terrible films, but there's also a lot of films where people have been thinking about these issues that end up coming up in the mainstream and becoming part of our culture
and
community and national dialogue. So, Sarah, can you tell us about specifically some of the films that really turned you on and some of the award-winning films?
Oh, definitely. And just to the point, it's why we would go and watch 60 films in a week if we can, just to kind of actively engage with what we're watching and see what we know our community really wants us to bring back to them.
You know, all of us are sitting out here saying, wow, that sounds like so much fun. It's really hard work, isn't it? I mean, to watch 30 movies in a week.
I'm just happy that I was able to have to stay in my sweatpants in my warm apartment and have coffee as much as I wanted over this last week.
We're talking with Sarah Escalante and Russ Collins from the Michigan Theater, and Sarah has been a participant in watching all of the Sundance Film Festival movies, and again, you were about to talk about your favorites. Documentaries seem to be more popular than ever. Was there a good list of documentaries this year?
Yes, actually, a documentary that ended up being my favorite from the whole year and a lot of people's favorite, as it turned out, it won both the U.S. Grand Jury Prize for Documentary and the Audience Award for Youth Documentary. And it's called Summer of Soul, or When the Revolution Could Not Be Televised. And it's actually the directorial film debut of an already legendary musician that we all know, Americ-Questlove Thompson, that many of us know from The Roots or might watch on Jimmy Fallon's show nightly.
That guy is talented.
Very, very talented. And the film brings to light for the first time this basement found footage, about 45 hours of it, from the 1969 Harlem Cultural Festival, which was a series of concerts that was the same summer as Woodstock. They kind of they held them over a few months every weekend, and they had about 300,000 people attend them. And it's something that just kind of got filmed and it got put away and forgotten for about 50 years. And the film, the footage is beautiful. The colors, it radiates a lot of moments of Black history and culture and fashion and music. You see a really young Stevie Wonder playing the drums, which is amazing. Nina Simone, Sly and the Family Stone.
Oh, one of my favorites.
Wasn't even billed to be there, and he played, I think, the weekend before he went to Woodstock. It's just, you see so many people who you know.
Right.
It's fantastic. And it really was a beautiful connection to the past, both to the 60s, I thought, and then just to a few years ago and the power of gathering together for live music. So definitely a film that I watched with my fiance. He's actually a musician. We loved it, and I was super excited to share it with people. That was the one nice thing about how Sundance was set up this year, is I could literally text my friends and say, you should watch this, and you can actually go online and buy a ticket and watch it right now.
What other films kind of stuck in your brain and you might be thinking about as you start to put a program ahead for Cinetopia and the rest of the Michigan Theater schedule?
Yeah, there was another film that I really loved. It was actually a dramatic feature, so not a documentary. The documentaries were definitely some of my favorites this year. But the film is called Coda, which means Child of Deaf Adults. And it's this really sweet coming-of-age story of a young woman who's the only hearing member in her deaf family. And it does a really, really wonderful job of connecting with what it means to just be a family and still kind of retain your individual self. It's a film that will make you laugh and cry and feel really connected with this family on screen. And it's, I think, a connection that we're all really missing and needing right now. And it was clearly, that point was carried through. It won a lot of awards at Sundance this year. It got the Grand Jury Prize for Dramatics, the Best Directing Award, the Special Jury Award for the Ensemble Cast, and the Audience Award. So it's definitely a film that I think we're going to see available sooner than later. And I think it's the one that we all really would really appreciate right now.
You're still making me very jealous about all of these movies. And Russ, I want to ask you a question. Direct from Sundance has been a popular feature at the Michigan Theater for a long time, and it's going to be virtual this time around, at least for now, but you have one coming up tomorrow.
That's right. We have
Sarah, tell us about it. Which opens tomorrow in our virtual movie palace. definitely, we're seeing definitely going to put people a little bit of anxiety. It's a documentary which asks the question, what if this is all just a simulation?
Have you ever thought that yourself? I've often wondered if we're, you know, kind of a Horton hears a who. We're just, you know,
I was a philosophy major, so yes, I definitely talked about it.
Existential questions being answered. Well, our time together, unfortunately, has wound down, but we're going to have a lot of information on this on our website, and we'll push that out on social media as well. Sarah Escalante, thank you so much for your insights and sharing time with us today. I do appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
And Russ, thank you very much for setting this all up, and I will see you soon.
Yeah, absolutely. So we look forward to seeing people back at the Michigan Theater soon.
Starting February 12th in limited capacity. I'm David Fair for Russ Collins, for Sarah Escalante. Thank you for listening to another edition of Cinema Chat exclusively on your community NPR station. It's 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
From the Sundance Film Festival.